Hello, I'm calling from National Opinion Surveys, and I would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Your individual answers are confidential. Does anyone in your household work for news media outlets such as print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
And may I know, are you 21 or over and registered to vote?
Yes.
And I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices?
I'm voting.
And
I am
voting. Okay.
What?
Oh, thank you. And are you Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
I am white, but I like to think I'm Hispanic. I grew up in Orange County, California.
Oh, okay. And so, may I know?
I'm so sorry. Where are you from?
I'm Latino origin as well, but...
Where are you from?
Excuse me?
Where are you from?
Hey, it's from a country called El Salvador.
Oh, okay. Yes. I'm from California, so yes. Anyway.
Oh, and can you tell me your age? This is for statistical purposes only.
53.
And, okay, I'm going to read you a list of different issues and concerns that some people say that the President and the Congress must focus on. For each, I want you to rate it on scale from 0 to 10, how important of an issue it is for you to have them focused on. Use 10 if it's most important, 5 if it's somewhat important, and 0 if it isn't important at all. Remember, you can use any number from 0 to 10. This is the first one. Protecting abortion and reproductive rights.
I don't think it's very important that the government does not have anything to do with women's rights.
Okay, and can you tell me from 0 to 10, any number from between 0 and 10, if it's important or not for you?
I don't want the government to have anything to do with that. So 10, right? Wait, would that be 10?
No, actually, it's otherwise, since 10 is most important for the Congress to be focused on.
So no, then that would be 1. Because I'm getting old, and my granddaughter is 11, and I damn straight don't want my granddaughter in a world where, and it's starting to look like that. I'm sorry, I don't know which side you're swinging towards, but what side are you following?
Actually, at this moment, it's not important. What I really concerned is about your opinion. You can tell me everyone you want.
No, because you are following something. You are on this campaign trail right now.
Actually, at this moment, I'm just looking for opinions. I'm not quite interested on that topic right now.
I know, but you are, and so you're calling me and asking me questions, so I get to ask you a question too. And because I don't get to talk to human beings, I'm going to ask you a question. So what are you going to vote when you vote?
And the problem is that I don't want
you to... You don't have to tell me who you're going to vote for, but who do you think is being nice right now? Do you think they're both being nice, or do you think they're both not being very nice right now?
I think they have a both valid points. However, and at the end of the day, is up to not what you think about the person, but it's what is more attractive about the proposals they have for you and how they apply for your personal life.
Are you scared that Trump is going to declare martial law and that sort of thing if he becomes president?
Actually, that specific topic, I don't have enough information to actually have an opinion about it. But this is not getting into a really political. We are talking about health only.
You know what? I sit in, I call it a monkey cage, and I don't get to talk to human beings. I talk to cats. And, yeah, so you called the wrong person. I'm so sorry. Like, anytime my daughter comes home or it takes me out anywhere, I just start talking to people. And, yeah, anyway, go on, keep talking.
Okay, thank you very much. But what do you think is most important for the Congress to focus on relating to protecting Social Security and Medicare?
They need to protect us. Oh my gosh, I want to know why the hell, what is going on with, okay. I cannot be his, I had a stroke. And because I had this stroke, I'm trying to get back to the point where I can function again. And I can't feed myself. I can't even get a job or anything. I can't even get, yeah, I had a brain bleed. I had it during COVID, so they weren't even taking care of me. They just set me in a corner. This is not what you want to hear either. Anyway, yes, I live in America.
Okay, and what about fighting inflation and improving the economy?
Mm-hmm. You know what? I just want shit to change. I just want everything to change. I want everything to get better, and I don't know how it's going to get better, but somehow everybody needs to pull their heads out of their butts and figure it out. And I don't know how that's going to happen because it hasn't happened yet. But
okay.
I honestly don't know how it's going to happen.
And
so,
okay, and can you tell me how important for you is for the Congress to address immigration and border issues?
Those are hugely important to me, and this whole wall bullshit, it was hugely important to me because what Trump was proposing back then would have been so bad for the border animals. Like I said, I'm from California, from the border down there, and it would have been so dangerous for the animals down there. And him building that wall down there, he didn't even give a shit about that. I'm sorry. You picked the wrong person to call.
No, it's okay. Just tell me everything you think.
I think Trump is a douchebag, and I think I felt very comfortable having Biden in office, and I think that, you know, I was just watching some CNN thing earlier today, and some idiot was on saying that Trump is fantastic, and didn't you hear him? I'm sorry, and my kids keep telling me to stop talking because I'm so sorry. Like I said, you picked the wrong person to call.
Don't worry. Let's keep it simple. Just relating and addressing the immigration and borders on border issues. Can you tell me from 0 to 10 on how important it is for you, for the president and the Congress to focus on?
It's really important. I mean, the whole moving children from their parents and the they need to focus on it, but yeah.
Okay. Okay, but can you tell me a number?
Five, maybe?
Okay.
I don't know.
Okay. And do you believe...
But not some wall or... I mean, it needs to be like it's always been. We were doing just fine with the border like it was, I think.
Okay.
Well, sort of.
And taking that in consideration, do you believe that health outcomes in general in the Hispanic and Latino community are better, worse, or about the same as in white communities?
Do I think they're better, worse, or the same? What, say that again?
And do you believe that health outcomes in general in the Hispanic and Latino communities are better, worse, or about the same as in white communities?
I think they're worse.
Okay. And now, thinking about the race relations in America today, do you think that things are getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse for the Hispanic and Latino community?
I think it's not fair for I don't want to say anything. I'm not going to say anything.
Okay.
I'm not going to say. I have not been in Florida for very long. We came out here. We've only been out here for a couple of years. And it's been a very big culture shock for us. And then I had my stroke. And it's been so bizarre. Are you from here? Or where are you from here? Or are you someplace else?
Yes, I'm from here, but as I told you, I have Hispanic heritage.
Right, right. But no, this is so bizarre. I'm not used to how backwards the racism and stuff is here. It's I've never known it. Orange County, California is a melting pot. We live right, on the border of Mexico and then just a hop, skip, and a jump to Canada. And it's just everybody's right there. And it's just so weird.
Okay, and thinking about what you have seen, which of the following do you feel are having the most negative impact in the Hispanic and Latino community? You can tell me up to two. Alcohol, cigarettes, vaping, which is electronic cigarettes, marijuana and other cannabis products, heroin, cocaine, meth, and crack, or ketamine, ecstasy, or other party drugs, or something else you have in mind?
I would say heroin, cocaine, I mean, not cocaine.
Okay.
What is it called? Crack. crack.
Okay. I want to tell you about something that is important right now. And this is something called the tobacco harm reduction. This is a public health strategy focused on lowering the health risk associated with smoking cigarettes through cessation support, abstinence education, and moving adults who can't or won't quit cigarettes to less harmful smoke-free tobacco and nicotine products. Do you agree or disagree that advancing this program, tobacco harm reduction, will improve health outcomes in the Hispanic and Latino community?
I think that that's a good thing to do.
Okay. And do you
think it's a good thing to do in all communities.
Okay. And you strongly or somewhat think that it's a good thing to do?
I think strongly. I don't think that they do it enough. I think they say stuff about smoke-free communities or a smoke-free Florida is what they say on the commercial, and it's bullshit. And I'm so sorry that I keep cussing again. Yes,
it's
called
okay.
A long day.
I'm here to know your opinion, so you can say everything you wish. But
no, I cannot. I'm being told to redirect myself and not say what I wish.
Okay. But let me ask you about your familiarity. This means that if you know about the product that I'm about to tell you, if your familiarity with several different smoke-free tobacco and nicotine products, just tell me if you're familiar, somewhat familiar, or not familiar at all. E-cigarettes or vapes?
No.
Okay. What about?
No.
Okay. What about oral nicotine pouches?
No. Huh.
Okay. What about heat not burn tobacco products?
No, but I was doing that before, and I'm going to try that again. I had just, because I had, when I had my stroke, I had, like I said, I had a brain bleed, so I have short-term memory loss, and I forgot I was quitting smoking, and good excuse, right? Need to quit smoking again. So.
Okay, just let me tell you some information about smoking in America today. And as you may know, smoking rates have gone down consistently for decades. But about 30 million American adults are still smoking today. That's about 1 in 9. Smoking remains the leading cause of preventable death, accounting for nearly 500,000 American lives lost each year. That's about 1 in 5 deaths, just for smoking and nicotine products. And quitting is hard for adults who smoke. And
yeah, I'm trying to get results, actually.
Yeah, it's really hard. So only 1 in 10 who try to quit smoking are successful. Many have instead successfully switched from cigarettes, the most harmful from more tobacco, to less harmful smoke-free tobaccos and nicotine alternatives. But knowing that, what would you say is the primary reason of these changes? Introduction of smoke-free alternatives to cigarettes on the market? More
they,
government...
You know what? They don't give you anything. I mean, they don't give you enough, and they say it's a smoke-free Florida. I've already tried it. They give you enough for quote-unquote 2 weeks or whatever. It's a bunch of bullshit, and I mean, it's, helps for, I don't know. Okay. I mean, I like I said, I tried and then I forgot I was trying and yeah, okay. I mean, I didn't smoke. I mean, I think I smoked. My best friend was out here from California, and I think I smoked 2 cigarettes while she was here. And I mean, that's pretty damn good. And yeah, I'm back to not doing good at all. So it's not fun. I'm not laughing because I think it's funny. I'm laughing because I'm not happy. I mean,
Okay, and may I know, do you think that these changes are because there are more government restrictions and bans? The cost of smoking has gone up, or there's more education and anti-tobacco advertising?
No. I don't think it's because of anything. I think I'm smoking because I forget. Has nothing to do with anything. And I think that Trump was ridiculous to change the legal smoking thing. I don't know what the hell he was thinking about that whole thing. Probably because he's never smoked before.
Okay. Now I'm going to tell you 2 statements that some people have made about cigarette smoking. Please tell me with which of both of these statements do you agree the most. This is the first one, that the federal government should do more to meet people where they are and promote less harmful alternatives to smoking. We know that cigarettes are a major health risk and that people should quit, but that may not be immediately possible for the nearly 30 million Americans adults who still smoke. Smoke-free tobacco and nicotine alternatives pose less health risk to adults who smoke and those around them until they are willing or able to quit entirely. This is the first one. So, basically says that there needs to be a harm reduction. But this is the second one. The federal government cannot and should not promote anything related to nicotine or tobacco. Smoking rates have declined dramatically in the last few decades, and very few of us are still exposed to smoking in our daily lives. Vaping is not safer, and it has already become an epidemic that we will be dealing with for decades to come. So basically, it says that it's too dangerous that the government have a set up at it. Which one do you agree the most, the first one or the second one?
I don't agree with the. Say the second one again.
It says the federal government cannot and should not promote anything related to nicotine or tobacco. Smoking rates have declined dramatically in the last few decades, and very few of us are still exposed to smoking in our daily lives. Vaping is not safer, and it has already become an epidemic that we will be dealing with for decades to come.
I don't know. Now I'm getting confused.
Oh, okay.
I'm sorry.
Oh, it's okay. It's okay. And would you say that vaping, the electronic cigarettes, is more or less harmful to your health than smoking cigarettes?
I feel like vaping is pretty similar too, isn't it?
Okay. Now, I'm going to tell you these 3 statements that people have made about smoking, this importance of smoke-free tobacco and nicotine alternatives to cigarettes. Please, just tell me a number between 0 to 10, where 10 means that you strongly agree with the statement, 5 you somewhat agree, and 0 that means that you don't agree at all. Remember, 0 to 10. This is the first one. medical professional who should have access to scientific information on smoke-free tobacco products that can save hundreds of thousands of lives have the responsibility to inform and to educate their adult patients who smoke about smoke-free products. It's important for patients across all communities to have access to this type of information from trusted sources like doctors and nurses. Do you agree?
Wait. I'm so sorry. Read that. Say that one more time. My eyes glazed over. I'm so sorry.
Okay, it says, it's important for patients across all communities to have access to this type of information from trusted sources like doctors and nurses. They import the scientific information on smoke-free tobacco products.
Okay, so like, when you go to urgent care or something, or an ER, right?
Mm-hmm. But do you think is do you really agree that with this statement, or you do not agree?
I guess I agree. I don't know.
And can you tell me a number between 0 to 10? And how much do you agree?
I'm not quite sure because I don't understand it.
Okay, what about we move to the next one. Don't worry. Okay. When we talk about giving adults who smoke they chose to switch to less harmful alternatives, we are not saying they shouldn't quit. Quitting all tobacco and nicotine is the best choice for adults who currently smoke. And we should continue to educate everyone on the risk of tobacco and use and support cessation efforts for people who still smoke. This means that we need to support them to stop doing it. But everyone is not able to quit, and some people may just choose not to. That doesn't mean we should leave them to die. We can encourage people to quit and still provide adults who smoke with less harmful alternatives until they do.
Mm-hmm.
And do you agree, or you do not agree?
I agree.
Okay, can you tell me a number between 0 to 10?
10.
Okay, thank you. This is the last one. When someone is overdosing on opioids, their lives may be saved by using a drug like naloxone or Narcan. This drug doesn't cure the addiction to opioids, but it saves their lives. And we hear about opioid death every night on the news. But smoking kills 5 times as many people as opioids. And the FDA is choosing to ignore the science that shows there are less harmful alternatives that adults who smoke could be using. We should take the same approach with cigarettes that we need to take with other drugs that get a lot more media coverage. This means that if they are focusing more on opioids than cigarettes.
Okay.
And do you agree or you do not agree?
No, I don't agree. Okay. I actually just saw one of those stations for the first time, one of those opioid stations. And I was very excited that the homeless people have one of those stations where they can get help if they overdose.
Okay.
And I've never seen one before. And that's the first time I've seen one, so.
But what about we move forward? Okay, sometimes over the course of a survey that we are doing right now, some people change their minds. It's okay if you haven't changed your mind, but let me ask you once again, that you agree or disagree that advancing the program, tobacco harm reduction, which is the public health strategy, focus on lowering the health risk associated with smoking cigarettes through cessation support, abstinence education, and moving adults who can or won't quit cigarettes to less harmful smoke-free tobacco and nicotine products will improve health outcomes in the Hispanic and Latino community. This means that this program will improve the health of the people. Do you agree or you do not agree?
I agree.
Somewhat or strongly?
Strongly.
And in the past 30 days, have you used any of the following products? Just tell me yes or no. Cigarettes.
Yes.
Heat not burn tobacco products.
Wait, said hit?
Heat not burn tobacco products.
I don't know what that means.
Okay. Pipe tobacco.
Oh, no.
A smokeless tobacco such as dip or chew.
No.
What about cigars?
No.
Electronic cigarettes or vapes?
No.
Oral nicotine pouches?
No.
Okay, but now switching gears a little bit. Let me ask you some questions for statistical purposes only. We already finished with that topic. But what is the last year of schooling that you have completed? First to 11th grade, high school graduate, some college, college graduate.
I don't want to talk about that.
Okay. And are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, widowed?
I don't want to talk about that either.
Okay. And do you have children of 18 years old or younger living in your household?
I have an adult child living here and I have two the other ones.
Okay. Yeah. And which of the following best describes how you think about your current economic situation? Wealthy, upper middle class, working class, or low income?
We're middle class.
Okay. And how will you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, or rural?
Urban.
Okay. And may I know, do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community?
No.
And regardless on how you have previously voted, do you think yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an Independent, or something else?
I guess Democrat, but they lean more liberal-ish, I guess. I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know. I never really voted until Obama.
Okay.
I don't understand voting, but I'm very angry with Trump, and I don't understand why he's being allowed to run for office.
Okay. I know you are ready.
Right. What?
I know you already told me, but
I repeat myself a billion times too.
No. The thing is, I'm listening everything that you're telling me, but I'm just going to ask you once again, so you can tell me the answer once again. In the 2020 election, presidential election, did you vote for Biden, for Donald Trump, or someone else?
I am, you know what, I totally remember going in and voting. And I am pretty, I don't know how old you are. How, I'm so sorry. I think a woman can ask a man how old you are. How old are you?
I'm 36.
Do you know who Kilroy is? It was a cartoon character. I think I drew a cartoon character. I don't even think I voted. I mean, I don't think that is considered voting.
Okay.
I'm one of those horrible people.
No, it's okay.
I'm one of those terrible people that, because I've been told so many different things that, you know, the whole electoral thing and the back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. And my best friend and her husband go to all these dinner things. And I don't understand the voting process. I understand nothing. And I've had a stroke. I have Addison's disease. I don't understand anything.
Okay, I'm
so sorry.
Oh,
anyway.
No, don't worry. It's pretty normal. But think about in the 2024 election for president were held today, like today, and the candidates were Donald Trump and the Democrat Joe Biden.
I would vote for Biden. No,
okay.
Biden, because he's the one that respects the office. Donald Trump is a freaking orange, and he thinks that he's part of the mafia or something. I don't know. And what happens to him with his thing? His today. Do you know?
I actually don't know, to be honest with you.
Mm. Oh, okay.
But at this moment, at this moment, this is all the information that we need now. Thank you very much for your time. It was a pleasure to talk with you.
It was a pleasure to talk to you too. Goodbye.
Have a good night.
You too. Goodbye.